I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for me. But blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two. This is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, the proud host. We come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the West Coast. Glad to see you're not watching NFL football. Check out my article of last week. NFL should stand for not for long. It's good FEMA camp training. In fact, that's what they're going to turn into. Another topic for another time. But DHS signed an agreement with all the major league sports franchises, the leagues, and the stadiums to use them for emergency purposes. Yep, that's right, folks. But you know, we should do a show on that sometime, Ted. But anyway, Ted Brower is my guest in the... In the third hour, Katie's going to be with us with another stellar health report. And really, she's getting quite the following. We're going to I'll make her overcome her modesty and talk about that in hour number three. And then at the bottom of the hour, Bob Griswold and I, as I said in the first hour, we're having a little chit-chat today. And I said, you know what? My audience would like to hear this. So he's going to come on for a brief cameo in hour number three. I still want to remind everybody, you know, as you hear in his talk, and you're hearing about the possibility of pulling the plug on the election, you don't think they're going to do a bank holiday, you don't think they're going to use food as a weapon, try again. Steve Quayle, okay, precious metals. If you can't touch it, you don't own it. You need to call Steve tomorrow and find out if he can help you. It's the most low-pressure sales I know of. 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. And, of course, you're going to need food. Numana Food is my choice, best that's out there. Numana.com. Go there, numana.com/Hodges. Yes, I do know the website. I'll say it again, numana.com/Hodges, to see the great product selection. My favorite's grab and go. You never know when the tanks are going to come down the street. Grab your 72 meals in the bucket and off you go. And they have something for everybody and something for most situations. numana.com/Hodges. Well, Ted Brower is our guest for this hour, and if you are just joining us, ouch, watch out, because Ted just nailed Hillary's health report. We had a notification here from Bob and Maggie, who sent me a copy of what was tweeted out by Schuster, the reporter, saying the DNC is going to have a private meeting, and they're looking to replace Hillary. The dominoes are falling, folks. And if Trump plays his cards right, they can't overcome him. But that doesn't mean we're going to have an election. Ted, I wanted to ask you one thing that came up in the last hour, and I didn't want to butt in because you were on such a terrific roll with your information. And but you mentioned about Parkinson's kind of bleeding into Alzheimer's. And I'll tell you, that's what I see in her. When I see these cognitive disconnects, now this is in my wheelhouse. This is in my academic background and training. I see real signs of not early onset Alzheimer's, but someone who's got a pretty significant case. Not that she's totally disoriented to where she doesn't know where she's at, but she gets lost in the moment quite frequently. Are you saying the Alzheimer's is an outgrowth of the Parkinson's, or is this
well,
a...
Let me read something real quick.
Okay.
Let's talk about halogens for just 1 second. Bromine and chlorine and fluorine, they basically are halogens, and also is iodized halogen. These are essential group of elements that your body needs to have for your thyroid gland and for other functions. If we're exposed to too much of one halide, our body starts to release the other halides. Bromine and chlorine tightly bind to iodine receptors, decreasing the absorption of iodine. This in turn sets up an underactive thyroid condition that begins to have wide adverse systematic effects. This condition lowers mitochondrial function, decreases gut absorption of specific nutrients that are needed to stop in chronic inflammatory cascades and causes a chronic anemia that decreases the oxygen potential for brain activation. This barrage of events creates a chronic degenerative inflammatory condition in the brain that is about over 20 to 30 year lifespan, atrophies the brain, setting up the condition known as dementia. And Alzheimer's, of course, is just one form of dementia. But when you start having these amyloid plaques build up inside of the brain for the Alzheimer's disease, Dave, that may not be what she has. She, from the Parkinson's disease, because she had a major fall with a major concussion, she could have had some type of brain damage or some type of blood flow reduction in her brain. We don't know if she has Alzheimer's, but the problem is her memory lapses and being forgetful is a very clear sign of senile dementia, which is one of the side effects of long-term Parkinson's disease sufferers. So what they need to do is take a look at her health problems overall, and they really need to release the medical information. But this whole thing for her falling down today, this has gone viral. I mean, it's on every website.
Yeah.
It's
no hiding it.
There's no hiding. I mean, this is all the major news stories. You say, oh, she has walking pneumonia, and I let you hear exactly what she said. I feel great, beautiful day. It's like this. Remember, what was the name of that one? What was the name of that one TV show? It was a movie that years ago, back in the 80s, and this guy died, and they were bringing him everywhere they went, and he was dead, and they were propping him up and putting sunglasses on him, putting a hat on him, propping him up at the bar. And basically, you know, it was, you know, a day at the beach with Bernie's or whatever it was. I don't remember. And what happened is that's what Hillary's turning into. She's turning into this propped up sock puppet for Lucifer. And now they can't even hide it anymore. And today's 9/11 event has gone viral. I mean, England has already picked it up. She fell while leaning against the thing as soon as they moved. A bracket fell off her doggone braces. She basically is completely and totally limp. And they're dragging her out to the car. I mean, does anybody think this woman is physically capable for the rigors of the presidency of the United States? Even if it is in a figurative position at this point, she can't physically do it. See, John F. Kennedy didn't consider the presidency to be a figurehead position. Neither did Eisenhower, neither did Truman, and neither did Reagan. And that's, of course, why, you know, all of these guys had so much difficulties in the office. See, in the CIA, and we know the coup of the United States was staged where they shot Kennedy. That's when the CIA came in, basically said, we're going to run things for a bit, you know, under the auspices of George Sr., under Lyndon Johnson, under the folks from Cuba, all of the folks who were involved. And if you watch that video again, JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick. It goes into detail. It's one of the best summaries I've ever heard about it. I mean, even Roger Stone now has apologized for working with the Bushes and promoting them. I mean, you know, I mean, it's gotten that bad. So I think what's happened is I think the people in the country, Dave, who are finally awake enough to realize that we're about to lose the United States of America because of Soros and the Rothschild banking cartel. They're doing everything they possibly can to get us into a cashless society. In the mark of the beast, which is what the Bible says is going to happen. But I'm going to say something to everybody listening to me tonight. Fear not, because greater is he that is in us than he who is in the world. Now think through this for a second and stay with me. I'm 60 years old, 61 here in a few months. Okay? My greatest days physically are behind me. I buried my mom 10 years ago. We buried my dad over 30 years ago. Now here's what's interesting about all of this. We're all going to get buried. We're all going to die. Everybody listening to this show tonight is going to die unless we have a rapture and you get pulled out of heaven like Enoch did. Okay, that we're all going to die. It's just part of the package. It's what we do when we come on this planet. We come here. We do what we're supposed to do. Hopefully we're blessed and we're lucky and we do what God sets us up and puts us in a good place and we're able to learn enough stuff while we're here to get through. Okay, but we're going to check out. So, but death has no victory over us. Because our soul, our spirit, is connected to God in His dimension like with an elastic strap. Part of it's on us down here in this dimension, part of it's on God. As soon as this one gets cut, we snap up into the other top dimension with God. I mean, it's just a quick trip up. Okay, that's as far as I'm concerned what death is. People always see these bright lights and all the stuff that happens, and they're taken into the throne room, and they have all these after death, you know, these near death experiences. You know, don't get upset about what's happening. Work at fixing what's happening. Get out and vote. Tell your friends to listen to my show, to Dave's show, to Hagman show. Listen to the shows that are telling you guys the truth without a bunch of weird stuff going on with the shows. Okay, just listen to us, and we're doing the best we can to tell you the truth. You know, listen to Alex Jones. He's got a lot of good stuff, too, and you know, so does Joyce Riley. I mean, there's a lot of good people out there. You know, Mike Adams is a great guy. I mean, there's, yes, you know, Steve Quayle's a great guy. I mean, there's a bunch of us out there that are basically at the forefront of this stuff saying, hey, wait a minute, guys, it's going to be okay. Because the Bible says, Jesus said to us, death, where is thy sting? Where is thy victory? So the worst thing they can do to you is take this physical life away from you. Okay, well, we're going to check out anyhow. So don't allow yourself to worry about the future or to worry about tomorrow. The Bible says, who by worrying can add a single cubic or a single moment to their life? Don't the lilies in the field, aren't they concerned? They aren't concerned about what they wear or what they're going to do. God knows what your needs are. He's going to supply those needs. See, does that mean we shouldn't be concerned about storing up some food? Absolutely not. We should do that. Does that mean we shouldn't store up some fresh water or some type of filtration system? We should do that too. And you say, well, why should you do that? Because sometimes supply chains get messed up. We live down here in Florida with hurricanes. We just had one come through last week. Supply chains got messed up in the panhandle. But if you have a thing stored up for a while, like Angela Merkel says, keep a few weeks of food on supply, just do it. It's just simple enough. See, that takes one of those little things off the list of things you got to think about. You don't think about it anymore. And that's how I look at life. They're not going to do anything to my spirit. I'm sealed for the day of redemption. I'm sealed. I'm done. I'm a child of God. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we're all going to check out anyhow. Now, am I in a big hurry to leave the planet and go into something I'm not sure of how it's going to feel or look or whatever? No, because we know none of us are. But that doesn't mean we need to be apprehensive about the future, because we know who holds the future. And remember, guys, with God in control and God in charge, these guys are, when God decides to do something, it's big, okay? It's like splitting the continents and flooding the planet, okay? And getting rid of all of these nutbags. But remember, with Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham asked, if there's just a few people here that can basically serve you, you know, will you save the city? And God says, yes. We've got a lot of people in the United States that are still serving God. We've got a lot of people that are still on their knees and they pray every day like I do with my family. Okay, we've got a lot of people out there that want to do us right in God's eyes. And God sees that. And God is not a man that he should be mocked. And, you know, a human being is going to reap what they sow. The Democratic Party is going to reap what they're sowing. Soros has been so exposed now, it's unbelievable for what he is. Hillary's been exposed. See, it's just the power of the Word of God and the power of prayer. That's why I told you guys at the beginning of the year on one of the shows that I did with Dave, I said, the most important thing we can do is pray. And pray correctly, not on the things that you don't want to have happen, but on the things that you want to have happen. Father, protect me and my family today. I station angels around us. I plead the blood of Christ over us. I put a hedge of thorns around us, Lord. I thank you for giving me strength and vitality every day of my life. I thank you that I'm blessed beyond measure in all the areas of my life. I thank you, Lord, for my friends, my relationships. I thank you, Father, for the love that you've given me. I thank you, Father, for the love that I'm able to show other people. Lord, direct my paths. Father, let me walk in peace. Because remember, if the devil can't take your salvation away, he'll try to take your peace away and your joy away. And remember, through the infilling of the Holy Spirit, we have the righteousness, peace, and joy. See, those are the things that we can't allow Satan to attack, because those are the things that he's after if he can't take our salvation away, because he wants to torment us with this stuff. Don't allow yourself to get like that. Don't go, oh my God, what are we going to do? No, just store up some food, store up some vitamins, you know, store up some water, you know, get some ammunition, okay? Not that you're going to be shooting everybody who walks up, because you don't want to be doing that either. That's kind of silly, because, I mean, what are we supposed to be, Christians or not? But do enough to help you and your immediate family out if they're not going to listen. Tell the people not to get immunizations. That's really important. Tell them not to use statin drugs. Tell them that chemotherapy only works in 3% of the time, and at about 20% of the people within the first month of chemotherapy, in many cases, actually die from the chemotherapy. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it doesn't solve anything. You have a cancer, you're supposed to live for 5 years, you die the first month because of the chemo. I mean, what's the point of that? I mean, so look at it the other way. Say, look, Father, what can I do to make this as good a time as I possibly can here? You know, let me develop good relationships with people. Let me bring honor and glory to you. Let me not do immunizations. Let me not do GMO foods. Let me not use glyphosate. Let me use organic food. Let me do the things that I know to do. Let me take my supplements on a regular basis. Let me do what I know to do to feel good and be healthy. Let me exercise on a regular basis. So in the event that something happens, I'll be prepared for it. Help me get off all medication. because I get off all the medication that I'm taking, then if something happens, I won't need that medication. With the only exception being for that is type 1 diabetes. You've got to have that, but you have to also have refrigeration, too, for that insulin. Remember that, guys. So, guys, listen to me. Don't allow a spirit of fear to come over you. We're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. What are they going to do to us? If we're going to check out, we're going to check out anyhow. What difference does it make if it was a few years earlier? It doesn't make any difference. They don't have authority over us. They can't do anything to us in the eternal realm, and they know that. Read the book of Isaiah. I think it's the 15th chapter, when all these world leaders are sitting in hell in chains. Lucifer shows up in chains. The devil shows up. Lucifer. Satan. He shows up in chains. And all these world leaders are all mad at him because they're saying, what are you doing out here, buckwheat? You know, they don't say buckwheat. I'm paraphrasing. They say, you know, what are you doing out here, buckwheat? You know, you told us you were the one going to get us out of this mess, and now we're all down here, and you show up in chains. That's their future, and they know that. That's why they're doing everything they can to bring in transhumanism. They're trying to put their spirits and their souls into machines, into bodies, into cyborg, into Borg, if you want to call them that. They're trying to do all of this stuff now because they're running scared, because they know all Yahweh has to do is say, Ganook, I'm done. And we can have another Genesis chapter 6 experience. He pull all the Christians out of here. They know that. They know that Yahweh is capable of doing that. So is Yeshua. And even in the alien community and these people who claim abductions, they say, if you want to, because I believe that's all the fallen angels do with all this nonsense and this mischief, they say that when you call on the name of Jesus, when you call on the name of Yeshua, they put you back in your house and they leave you alone. That's the power of being a Christian. That's the power of the Word of God. That's the power of our testimony, Dave.
That's well said, Ted. It really is. Now, back to the earthly realm for a second.
Okay. I love talking about spiritual stuff.
Well, let me tell you this. If this communication is legitimate that I got, yeah, I'm looked at this, and it's legitimate. Doesn't mean they're going to replace her, but I don't think they have a choice. Ted, the dominoes are falling, because if they don't get a viable bounce in the polls, and I'm going to say something totally outrageous, and I don't advocate for violence, so Secret Service, sit down, I'm not telling people to do this. But I don't put it past the globalists to kill Hillary to draw sympathy to her successor. Or she dies, you know, mysterious death. Sudden onset of triple pneumonia, and she dies, because the only reason that Lyndon Johnson, that scoundrel, scumbag, ever took position in the White House in the 64 election is because he rode on the coattails of the sympathy for John Kennedy, our fallen leader. And I think that this is what the globalists might think about doing. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know, Dave. I mean, I'm like you. I'm not advocating any violence against any candidate. And but the whole thing about it is that, you know, they have to do something. They have to spin her. They have to use this.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't allow a good crisis to go to waste, in their own words. Okay, you got a woman here who basically is falling apart at the seams. There's no way that they can put her on a platform, Dave, and have her debate Donald Trump. I wouldn't want to debate Donald Trump. I mean, who wants to debate Donald Trump? He does a phenomenal job. If the old Donald Trump shows back up and he doesn't cater to the doggone handlers that he has right now, and he just avoids all of these controversial issues that put him where he is. If Donald Trump will show up the way he's supposed to have shown up the other night without a forum, which he did not, okay, if he shows up and starts just hammering the witch of Benghazi, she's going to go into a freeze. She's going to go into a doggone Parkinson's-induced freeze, levodopa freeze, right on the platform, probably soil herself and fall down in the middle of the doggone stage. How in the world on a live TV screen are they going to spin that? And they know that, Dave. That's why they gave her these padded questions as she was leaning against her chair, braced up. They may have screwed that chair into the ground so she could sit on it like she did without it flipping over backwards on her. They may have screwed it into the stage. We don't know. They could have used a bunch of 3-inch lag bolts and put it right into the bottom of the stage and said, you know what, guys? You can put a truck on this, it's not going to flip over, so people can lean on it. I don't know what they did, but she sure was leaning on that doggone bar stool without it going over on her. And now we saw her leaning on that post today, and as soon as she got off the post, she collapses. So this whole thing is just really strange to me. If you're bored right now and you're in the middle of this stuff with us talking tonight, I don't know how to get you any more awake than we are right now. We're on the anniversary of 9/11. that one of the greatest false flags that was done on the American people by rogue elements of the government and other entities in other countries. We have lost thousands of people. We have a war on terror that's never ending now. George Bush and Cheney both refused to be interviewed separately by the 9/11 Commission. They had to be interviewed together. It was off the record. No recordings were allowed to be made. I mean, unbelievable. Everything they did, you could tell, was a setup. The power was turned off of the buildings the weekend before. The dog sniffers were sent out. You know, the security systems were turned off. I mean, and I don't know how in the world they got a big enough crew in there to wire three buildings because of Building 7, you know, in that short amount of time. I guess they could have done it. I guess these guys are pretty good. But, I mean,
they
the whole thing
it.
Is just...
Dad, they did do it.
I know they did.
They did
I know.
Do it.
I'm talking about... I think they were there for other weekends besides that, working on it under some other auspices. I don't believe it all happened that weekend before. I think that thing took several months on the weekends to wire up. That's what I believe it did. And I believe they were coming in there and doing stuff and planning stuff and doing stuff and doing stuff under the guise of building maintenance for months until they decided to blow this thing up. Because I know they wired it. Now, it was either mini nukes, it was nanothermite, or it was an energy beam weapon, or a combination of all of it. But something took those buildings down, and something made those people jump out of those windows when the fire was 20 stories below them. And Judy Wood says it's because they were being microwaved by a particle beam weapon in space, and she doesn't know who did it, but she says that's how it happened. And something made cars burst into flames a mile away from the doggone towers before they came down. Now, if they were trying to focus in a microbeam energy weapon on a space-based platform and they were dragging it across the horizon to bring it to the trade towers, that would do that if it hit those cars. I don't know. Judy Wood brings up, you know, and postulates all of this stuff in her book. You know, where did the towers go? And the amount of mass that was left was primarily dust and not steel and concrete. I mean, that's a crazy deal. Whatever advanced space-based weapons or nanothermite or mini nukes or whatever they use on those doggone towers, they did a very, very thorough job. And what's interesting, Dave, and this is what happened with Fred Bell when he was on Jesse Ventura's show, and they were talking about the energy weapons, you know, and basically space-based weapon systems. He was dead a couple of days later because he helped build
Stars. The next day. The next
day
in his hotel room. You're right. You're right.
You know what's interesting, too? This is interesting. When I was in Montana, I met somebody who knew Fred Bell. They were friends of Fred Bell. In fact, her father was like one of his best friends in L.A. Okay, and when he died, they took him and they autopsied him. They took the whole top of his brain off because he had been saying for years that he had an implant in his brain. And basically his brain was basically fully and completely dissected and disposed of. And when the daughter came in to identify the body, there was a sheet there over his head, and the whole top of his head was missing. That's some crazy stuff, Dave. And what's interesting about that is that, you know, all of his stuff didn't get stolen out of his apartment, which is crazy, which the media never talked about. And so there's some nutty stuff that happened with Fred Bell. And so he was talking about laying waste entire cities and regions with these space-based weapons platforms. And so I believe that the nuclear technology that we have in the United States and the Soviet Union has is antiquated technology. It's from the 30s, from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s is this technology came from, almost 100 years ago. And do we not think that they have better weapons-based systems now than they had back in 1930 and 1940? I believe that energy weapons that we have make the nukes look like a joke, Dave. I really do believe that.
I think you're right, but you know where this comes from. I interviewed Nick Begich years and years ago, probably 7-8 years ago. And what Nick said, and he wrote the definitive book on Project HAARP, but he talked about how Project HAARP, and he produced the documents, the patents. He had the original patents that showed the technology where they could bounce electrical beam from an array of antenna, then only in Gakona, Alaska, and they would bounce it off the ionosphere back to Earth, and they could do a broad spectrum beam or a narrow spectrum. They could eliminate a house, a person, or an entire neighborhood or city. And these were the weapons of the future. This is what Tesla experimented with.
That's right.
And I always believe that what happened in Tunguska in 1908 was not a meteor strike. It was a Tesla HAARP kind of experiment.
Nick was saying, that's right.
Yeah, these are the weapons of the future. And this is what Fred Bell talked about. You know who Fred Bell's brother is?
Yeah, Art Bell.
Yeah. Art Bell, yeah.
Yep.
Amazing.
Coast to coast, yep. Yeah, but that's exactly what happened in 1908 when Tunguska hit. they said that Tesla was running an energy power field surge on the Wharton-Cliffe Tower and basically was going to drop the power on top of the North Pole where it was unpopulated. He overshot the planet and it went over and hit Tunguska and wiped out hundreds of thousands of acres of land, just wiped them out, just put the freeze flat because he discharged the energy weapon. If that's the kind of energy, see what happens is, we've talked about this before with these energy weapons, they tie into the meridians, into the magnetic ley lines in the parts of the planet that create tremendous amounts of energy. It pulls energy from those because they're scalar beam weapons. And it's unbelievable what they can do. See, and we know that scalar beams are created by our thoughts and our prayers, and how those beams actually change the fabric of space-time. We understand from a physics standpoint how that works, and how scalar beams have no distance variable because they're interdimensional. In other words, if you pray to God Almighty and He's 100 million light years away because you're creating a scalar wave, that prayer is instantaneously 100 million light years to God. That's why He's always omnipresent with us, because He's the same way. When you create scalar waves, you can do anything you want to do instantaneously because it has no variable on time-space. It's instantaneously everywhere. And that's what the beauty of the whole thing about prayer and the power of our testimony is all about, Dave, and what we can do with the dunamis that's released when we pray. It's amazing what God gave us when He gave us Jesus Christ and He connected with Him through His dimension. It's amazing what happened and what we have. And that's why Jesus said on the cross, it's over. You know, we win. Game over. It's done. It's finished. But we just have to, as Christians, accept that and realize that and understand who we are through Yeshua. And once we get that, it changes everything, Dave.
It does. But my fear is when we talk about the final victory, that somehow will induce passivity into what we're doing now, because we're all supposed to play a role
in fighting for
the kingdom of God.
Well, no, and that's why I said, don't stop. You prepare. Tell everybody to listen to these shows. But don't do it in fear. Don't do it in fear. Say, look, you know, I don't want to. Remember that movie Chicken Run that was done a few years ago by, Mel Gibson. And he was basically playing a chicken who finally figured out they were being raised to produce eggs and they were going to be used to make a pie, right? Because once they quit laying eggs, they were going to be turned into a pie. And finally he saw his friends going in this place, and they thought they were all being released, and all of a sudden they're popping out the other end of this conveyor belt, and they're pies. And finally he yells, I don't want to be a pie, okay? We don't want to be subjected to this stuff. We don't have to be, because we're in covenant with the Most High. We can stand firm in the ground, preach it from the pulpit, preach it from the rooftops, preach it in the basement, preach it on the streets, and say, we're not going to take it anymore. We're sick of this. We're not going to live like this anymore. And we're not going to have tyranny take over the United States of America, the last great bastion of freedom in the world. And I've been everywhere. I've been all over the planet. And I tell you what, we still have it better here than anywhere else. You want to go to Muslim world, Germany now, or Sweden that's completely lost itself now? It's run by Muslims almost completely, with like no blonde-haired, blue-eyed people anywhere in Sweden anymore. When I was there 20 years ago, it was all blonde-haired, blue eyes. Now, last time I was there 4 years ago, it was all burkas everywhere. All of Stockholm was a big burka walking around. You want to go live there, where the rape capital of the world, followed now second by Germany? I don't want to live in places like that. It's awful. We have the ability right now, by exposing these globalists, for as long as they allow the internet to stay available to all of us, we have the ability to expose them for who they are. They're Luciferian Satanists who want to bring in a new world order under control of Lucifer. They want to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. They want to take their Antichrist into that temple, back into the Holy of Holies. They want to use the Spear of Destiny. They want to pierce him, and they want to anoint him king of the planet. That's their little goal here they've got going on. And that was exposed on Brad Metzler Dakota, the show that he did on the Spear of Destiny. Watch the last 10 minutes of it. They call themselves they claim themselves to be the Benign Dean Nephilim, Sons of the Fallen, spawn of Lucifer himself. That's who these guys are. You say, oh, that sounds crazy. Well, I know it sounds crazy, and it doesn't matter whether you believe it or I believe it. None of that means anything. These guys believe this is who they are, and they're willing to die for it. And they talk about that on the show that night. And see, that's what we've got to understand, is that we got to stand firm. We have to be soldiers of the cross. We've got to stand firm in what we believe in, and we've got to say no to abortion, no to these crazy, weird rights that everybody wants, like to be able to have your husbands and your, not your husbands, these transvestites and these transgenders go use the bathroom with our little girls? No! The answer is no. I'm not going to, no. The answer is no. No, no, that's not okay. That's not okay. And see, Christians have to do that. So you're absolutely right, Dave. I don't want a spirit of passivity at all. That's not what we do on my show. But I don't want a spirit of fear either, because we have authority over these scoundrels, and they know that. And so that's how we need to take it. Say, no, that's not okay. You can't be messing with my kids in the swimming pool. You can't be messing with my kids in the bathroom. It's going to go badly for you if you do that. But see, the Christians have been given that spirit of passivity now. They don't want to be passive, because they believe we're all going to get raptured out, and then we don't have to do anything. And they're 501(c) corpse. Then now they don't want to say anything to anybody about anything for fear of not being politically correct. I got a news flash for you. I'm not politically correct. I never have been. I don't play that game with people. That's a bunch of nonsense. We don't have to be politically correct. We need to speak the truth according to the Word of God. Let our yay be yay and our nay be nay. Not, well, maybe you should do that. No, it's not it's maybe we should do that. Just yes or no. Base your life and your volumes of what you want to say on the Word of God. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do I make mistakes? Absolutely yes. But it doesn't matter, because grace is sufficient for me. That's what the Word of God says. When I don't get what I do, when I don't do things right, Jesus Christ stands in the gap for me and fills in the holes. That's why when I go and I confess my sins unto the Lord, God says, as far as the east is from the west, what are you talking about, dude? I don't even know what you're talking about, because as long as you're quick to confess your sins, God completely forgives us for everything because of grace. That's the great victory that we had in Christ Jesus on the cross. And see, if people would understand that, that through the cross of Jesus Christ, we have a continually renewing of our DNA, and it completely changes us back to the righteousness of Christ. And so that's what the people who run this planet can't stand, Dave. So, no, I'm not speaking passivity at all. We go out as soldiers of the cross and we say, no, I don't want to be a pie. I don't want to live like this. I don't want my children to be pies, and I don't want to be a pie. That's how we've got to do this. We've got to stand firm in the aggregate as Christians, and we need to pray together. Why do you think Hillary's been exposed like this, Dave? This is because Christians all over have had genug, which is German, which means enough. Nobody wants to deal with this stinking witch of Benghazi, this fourth-degree coven witch. Nobody wants her in the White House. And God's exposing her. He's showing everybody what a nutbag, whackbag person she is on national TV, falling, trying to get into her van, trying to be president of the United States, which she's at a simple event like a 9/11 memorial. I mean, she's being fully exposed and ridiculed on national TV. She's getting everything that she sowed back in spades, and that sicko, wacko husband of hers looks like he's dying of AIDS. He'll be the next one to go. God is not a man that he should be mocked. A man will reap what he sows. That's what the Word says. You don't have to pray against these people. Just pray they be exposed, and God will take care of it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. He tells us that. I've had so many times, Dave, over the years, somebody will attack us. Just attack us. For no reason, just attack me. I've had it happen last year. Just attack me, because I use a word correctly. We had multiple meetings. I get attacked for that. You defended me for that, Dave. Thank you. And the crazy thing about it is, I'm not speaking anything negative against the person who did that. I hope nothing happens to him. I hope and pray he's blessed beyond measure. I really believe that. But in the past, I've seen people do that to us, and then sooner or later, a month, year, 2 years down the road, something's awful's happened to these people. And you say, well, why'd that happen? Because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. The Bible said that Satan's the accuser. The brethren, we're not supposed to come against each other. We're supposed to support each other. And that's the thing. If we all work together, I'm going to say it again in the aggregate. Is Steve Quayle perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. Is Hagman perfect? No. None of us are perfect. We don't have to, because Jesus was perfect for us. That's how it all works. We have to encourage and uplift each other. Because the wicked witch of Benghazi fell getting into the van today. She can't stop coughing, and multiple coughing episodes this week. They know they can't have her debate the Trump. They know that. I mean, I'll be so shocked if that happens. They must have their medicines dialed in perfect for that 30 or 40 minutes or 2 hours. I don't think she can do anything for 2 hours. I don't think her meds will last that long. So, like you said, Dave, with that email you got a few minutes ago, they're probably going to have to bring in another candidate. And they're probably waiting for the Hillary to fall apart so they could do that, so somebody else doesn't have to go through the gauntlet of the primaries, because the primaries is a gauntlet. I mean, you got to get abused on both sides, and so who knows? We're going to find out pretty quick, though. We got 60 days till the election or something like that. It's getting real close now.
Well, it's actually less than that, Ted. But when we look at these events unfold now, we're on a fast track for major change. But let's project ahead. Let's assume Hillary has an amazing recovery. By hook and crook, she gets into the Oval Office. What do you see her first year being like? What would you expect?
Well, I don't even want to speak that's going to happen, but in the event that she doesn't die and she gets into the Oval Office from her one of her many plethora of diseases that she's brought upon herself, I would think the first thing she would do, she'd do a massive gun grab, trying to go more and more against the Second Amendment. I believe she's going to push the transatlantic partnership to get passed. I believe that, you know, she's going to go ahead and implement more and more draconian legislation to try to take more and more of our rights away. I think she's going to completely continue to re-regulate the internet, just like Obama said he's going to do. I think it's going to be the same thing with Obama, but on steroids, because the problem is because we've all gotten awake. Okay, it's like walking into your bedroom. It's like a burglar. Burglar walks into my house, middle of the night. You know, my alarm, I can hear it trip or whatever, but he wants to get back there before the alarm starts squalling. He walks in there in the dark. As soon as he walks through the door, I'm going to hit him with a flashlight in the face with a 12-gauge shotgun. It's going to be just blasting away, okay? And so suddenly he realizes this wasn't so much fun. And see, this is what the globalists have done, because they've given us the internet and they allowed us to do the research on 9/11. They've allowed us to do the research on Operation Gladio and Operation Condor and all the stuff they've done with the Rothschild banking cartel. See, the vast majority of the population didn't know about any of this stuff until 1990 or so, when the internet finally started coming in its own in the later part of the 90s. Nobody knew any of this stuff, Dave, because no one had access to it, because it wasn't readily available in the libraries. And so suddenly you see, like, well, wow, you mean Smedley Butler was really asked by Prescott Bush to do a coup of the United States to bring in a fascist dictatorship in the early 1930s, and he went to Congress and blew the whistle? Well, yeah, it really happened. Wow, that's kind of nuts. You mean the Exchange Stability Fund really came in after 1933, when they stole all the gold and passed the legislation, and in 1934 they set up a shadow government with the Rothschild banking cartel taking control of the Treasury? Yeah, that's what they did. Okay, the CIA really came in and funded its efforts because of all the stuff they did with bringing in drugs, like Chiang Kai-shek taught them? Well, yeah, you can read Operation Gladio and see that. The Cambodian Triangle was what they were doing with the Vietnam veterans and the people coming in the bodies, and they were putting 50 kilos of heroin in the bottom of the caskets with these dead guys coming in. They didn't care about the body count because it brought in more heroin. Yeah, that's true, too. They didn't care about the body count. They didn't care, keep it going as long as they can with as many dead people, but easier to smuggle in the heroin. Oh, yeah. And Afghanistan became the capital of heroin after we had the major drought in the Southeast Asia, and then we started bringing it out of Afghanistan. Yeah, that happened, too. And Russia knew about it and tried to get rid of all these guys. Yeah, that happened, too. And all of a sudden, our country basically had a big shortage of heroin to fund the CIA, black ops, and so we had to figure out some way to get back in Afghanistan. Oh, that happened right after 9/11. That's right. So all of this stuff now we know. And it would never have been known, any of this stuff, Dave, had it not been for the internet. So it's a huge double-edged sword. It's like the Word of God. The Bible says the Word of God is double-edged. It's quicker and active. It'll cut you and cut the person you're talking to. You got to be careful with it. See, that's what they don't understand. The internet allowed us to wake up. And now they don't like us awake, because they want us all to be pies. Okay, we don't want to be a pie anymore, because now we know the truth. And Christians are waking up. My pastor today talked about voting for the Republican Party today, basically, and not voting for the Democrats. I mean, this is a 10,000-member church. He just straight broadcast, you know. And I thought, wow, okay, Pastor Jay, that was pretty cool. Congratulations. Now, he didn't mention Trump by name, but he sure did say that vote the party that has your Christian beliefs, and that's not the Democrats. And so the truth of the matter is, guys, a lot of Christian churches and a lot of Christian pastors have now finally realized that, hey, maybe if they don't do something pretty quick, there's not going to be a country left. And see, and that's what the globalists want. They broke away. They want us broken up into our FEMA districts and everything else. And see, and the thing about it is, guys, listen to me. The United States is going to be a nightmare to basically come in and take. And they know that. So they have to take the guns. So, yes, Dave, if the Wicked Witch of Benghazi manages to stay alive, one of her first things that she's going to do is appoint Supreme Court justices that will go against our Second Amendment and use that type of legislation and judicial writing your legislation from the bench, they're going to basically come in and try to take the guns away. Just like right now, they're trying to pass legislation in California that you're not even allowed to own anything more than a 10-round magazine, and they can actually go house to house and search now and look for your stuff, and that you have to ship the stuff out of state, or you're going to be charged with multiple criminal counts. I mean, that's going right now. So if we don't get this thing under control, this type of legislation, including their ridiculous vaccination and martial law, medical martial law to enforce this with it. You saw what happened a couple of weeks ago, Dave. The doggone, I believe it was the FDA. It was one of those alphabet agencies. They said, though it may have been FEMA, it may have been the other one. I didn't pull the article if I wasn't going to talk about that tonight. They said that basically they now are trying to get legislation passed to give them the right to come in and forcibly vaccinate you or put you into detention facilities if you're unwilling to take the vaccination. They're talking allowing themselves the right for medical martial law. And see, that's coming too. If we don't get awake enough soon enough, the problem is we've got to get the fluoride out of our arms. We half the people on the planet still have an intravenous supply of fluoride going into them through their toothpaste, through their mouthwash, through their dental appointments, which is dropping their IQs like crazy, or they're taking statin drugs, which are massively affecting their brain cognition. And now the statin drugs have been shown repeatedly by multiple tests not to reduce the risks of heart disease but actually increase it. And now it's showing that people who have higher cholesterol live longer. I mean, these are all the studies that are coming out. Same stuff that I've told you guys for years. And now the studies are coming out. And this entire medical mafia is being exposed for who and what they are. And see, the sad part about it all is, Dave, if we don't stand together, we're not going to understand what the truth is. You know, we've got to realize we've got to work together as a team of Christians and patriots, even if you're not a Christian, a patriot, somebody who's awake to understand who we are in the United States and how we're all sovereigns, and that when we declared that we were free of King George and that we were sovereign, it made us all equal to King George. If people will get that and understand that's what we have in our Constitution and who we are as Americans, it will change their entire opinion on everything. But we're about to lose that sovereignty. We're about to lose the ability to determine for ourselves what the best course of action for our own lives are, Dave. And that's where this is what they want us to do. They don't want us to be sovereigns. They want to take us back and put us in a feudal system. They want to drop the population by 90%. They want the lords and the masters to come in and hang people if they don't do what they're told. They don't want any more courts. So they don't want that anymore. And that's what they're trying to do in the world with this global thing they're trying to bring in, a one world government.
I agree with what you said. First, you got to take their guns to do that. And I agree what you said. We'll see a massive gun grab. But I also believe, did you see her comment about unredeemable persons? I mean, and let's have a weekend of FEMA camps. I'm messing up that last part of the quote. I'm paraphrasing it. But you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I wrote an article once. I think she's going to be the FEMA camp president. I do. I think she is the manifestation of what Bill Ayers told Larry Grathwall, FBI informant that penetrated the Weatherman Underground, when he told Larry that when we take over, we're going to have to put 50 million Americans into re-education camps and eliminate half of them. I think that statement was made for Hillary Clinton. Not at the time. It is now.
Yeah, but I believe that. She's, you have to understand, Dave, and I know you do, you know, and the folks that are listening have to understand this. She's like demon possessed, okay? She's given herself over to these demons, these interdimensional entities. The problem is they've so wasted her flesh by doing that, that her body is falling apart. And even all these demons in her can't hold this body together anymore. It's just coming apart at the seams. And I'm personally surprised they haven't already had a body double put together like Saddam Hussein had for some of these non-important events that she goes to just to try to save her for the debates. I mean, I don't get any of this stuff. But let me tell you, real quick, Dave, because I know we're almost out of time. We've got a coupon code for Health Masters. And thank you guys for supporting us. A lot of you are getting your multiple vitamins from us now, and I appreciate it. It's a Dave CD set, and I'm going to tell you what you're going to get with that. It's an incredible 8 CD series. That's with any $300 purchase. And there's also a Dave 5 Q coupon, which is only available for the next couple of days through Dave's website. That's, and it'll be inactivated on Tuesday morning. And that's a 5% off anything that you buy from us. Now, you say, well, why are you talking about this now? Well, because we market and sell the highest quality nutritional supplements on the planet. And we have a bunch of home study courses that will teach you how to be healthy in the event of the apocalypse, that you can actually learn before it happens of how to stay healthy. It'll come with a maximum fat loss workbook. It'll have a CD series in it. It'll be talking about the health in our country, the top 10 foods never to eat, water filtration systems, toxic personal care systems. There'll be reports in there on ADD, autism, cellulite, depression, hypertension, diabetes, prostate, impotency, infertility in men. And it's going to cover all of this stuff. It's a huge package of stuff we're going to send you absolutely for free. You put in Dave CD set, and that'll be something that you guys will be getting when you order $300 worth of stuff. It'll be completely free. And by the way, thank you for supporting the Common Sense Show. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. We really are on the front lines. I talked about that tonight, and I was not being facetious. I mean, Hagmans take it in the neck. We take it in the neck. Dave takes it. We all have to listen to this stuff, primarily from Christians, if you can believe that. And I've told you guys that. That's the beginning of the show, and it's the truth, which is ridiculous to me because, I mean, gosh, I mean, I'm the first to tell you that I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, and when I do, I try to correct them as quickly as I can. But, guys, listen to me. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for signing up for our free newsletter at healthmasters.com. Thank you for listening to our talk show. I mean, we've got a talk show on Daystar Radio, just like Dave does, and we also have a 24-hour listen line at 641-552-5310. That number again is 641-552-5310, and that's a 24-hour listen line that you can hear our show every day for any 24-hour period, and it rotates after every new show on that phone number. So, Dave, thanks so much. What else do you want to talk about tonight? Because I know we're almost out of time.
Well, no, I appreciate you giving out that contact information. It's important. I'd like to talk a little bit more about immediate preparation, and I'll tell you why. I don't have freaked out reactions to things. And I think because I've dealt with these topics for so long, it's just like you put one foot in front of the other and deal with them. But if anyone were to have a freak-out moment, they should be having it now. The fact that the Democrats are considering removing Hillary and replacing her with someone that probably has no chance of winning, they're not going to let Trump and the Trump populace, and that's the thing, it's not just letting Trump in the White House, forget Trump, okay? They're not going to let our views dominate into the mainstream. And they're going to do what they need to do to stop it. And here's the question I have for you. Are you prepared? Do you have food, water, guns, ammo, gold for the aftermath? Do you have all those things? Do you have your medicine stockpiled? Do you have neighborhood allegiances with people who you trust? And if you are, for God, oh God, I hope it's not true for you. I know it's true for me and Ted. You're on the red list. Do you have a place you can go hide out? And I've written about that in the last couple weeks. You might want to check out how they find you. And I wrote how to avoid capture. And there's no foolproof way, but there's some things you can do to make it harder for them to find you. Have you done all these things? And this is what I'm trying to ask people out here. Not only do I want you to be missionaries of the truth, I want you to look at your own personal preparation, and you tell me. And I don't care if you buy from my sponsors. I care that you are ready when the moment comes, because I don't want to have to take defensive action if you come through my window because you haven't prepared. That's about as plainly as I can say it, Ted.
It's pretty direct, yeah.
Yeah, it is direct.
And you said something else, Dave, a second ago, which was very succinct. The mainstream media doesn't want our message spilling over to the masses. And they know that if Trump gets in and he starts getting the coverage, that sooner or later the entire country is going to wake up and realize what's been done to them. If anybody realized what George W. Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush did, following their granddaddy and pappy, you know, Prescott Bush, you know, and this Nazi infiltration, I mean, Skull and Bones still uses the place settings, the silverware that was given to Prescott Bush by Adolf Hitler. I mean, this is what we got going on right now in the country. I mean, when Taft split the party, you know, in the three-way run, with Wilson and Roosevelt, Taft was skull and bones. People don't get that. They don't remember that. He was skull and bones. And see, we got all these skull and bones boys from this cult thing from Germany that have gotten over here. It's like a cult of death, and they want to run the whole country with this thing. And not to mention the Bohemian Grove, and we just go on and on, because it's not just skull and bones. There's so many lists to compile with that. They put this giant interlocking spider web together with all of these strands, with all of these interconnecting people, and basically it all boils down to the nexus of the Rothschild banking cartel, because they control the money. That's what the whole thing boils back down to. But Rothschilds are smart. They use these interconnecting dots and these interconnecting lines to keep their name out of the press. And then they'll tell you, well, no, we don't do that. We don't have any power like that. Blah, blah, blah. It's all overblown. No, it's not. The Bank of England was taken over by these guys in the 1700s. They forced the War of 1812 in the United States to put it in a central bank to get power back to run this country's finances. And then Andrew Jackson got rid of the Bank of America with Andrew Biddle back in 1832, I think it was, and basically freed us from the tyranny of the bankers. And he called them a brood of vipers, and he said he's going to rout them out. He knew what they were. You know, synagogue of Satan is who they are. And so this whole thing has been a long-term process, Dave, but now the patriots have awakened, and they realize that it's not about power, it's not about might, it's about my spirit, saith the Lord, and that the spirit of the Lord is going forth, and we're having a great awakening in the United States. And even people that were New Agers are coming to the knowledge that Jesus Christ is the way, and he's the hope, and he's the truth, and they're getting it. See, and that's the key, Dave. If we all work together to promote the truth, we're going to stop this. And one of the first things we have to do is we have to stop this massive influx of illegal immigrants into the United States brought in by the Democratic Party, being forced to register now to vote on the election because they don't want the exit polls showing a giant skew number if Trump's people get to these polls and start doing exit polls everywhere. And they don't want to have a giant blowback in a national revolution because 80% of the exit polls show that Trump won by a landslide, but the actual numbers when they show up aren't even close. So now they're going to put all these illegals in there and all these they're bringing in all these people out of Central and South America. They're just registering them, Dave. You know that. Because they want to have all those guys vote Democrat. This is what they did in Arkansas with the Clintons. I mean, Larry Nichol talks about it in detail on how they rigged the elections in Arkansas, bringing busloads of migrants and people who weren't registered to vote, you know, in the different precincts and having them vote under other names. I mean, craziest stuff you've ever seen. This is what they do. This is the part of the Clinton apparatus, which is all part of the Soros apparatus that we've now seen because of WikiLeaks. And remember, Assange said he's going to release a whole bunch more stuff on Hillary next month, right before the elections. And the Democrats
don't want that. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. Now, you know, I put it this way. It'll matter if we, in the independent media, presuming we're still broadcasting, but it will matter if we do something with it and get it in the hands of people who might be swayed. But, you know, this is what I told somebody the other day. Assange, he's going to be the savior of America with all this information. Now, I applaud what he's doing, but Ted, here's the bottom line. Okay, there are two linchpins, actually three of them, in this administration, and they all go down together. Comey was on the board of directors for HSBC when Clinton's foundation was receiving illegal money laundering from HSBC, and we had the senior VP on from HSBC that talked about it, and he's got the proof. And then not only was Comey doing that, it was Loretta Lynch mob, as Steve Quayle calls her, was the Eastern District Attorney, and that's she refused to accept evidence. That's called obstruction of justice.
That's exactly
right. And then you got Obama, who's overseeing all this. He's guilty, too. If one of them goes down, they all go down. They're all going to protect each other. Nothing will happen to Clinton legally as long as this administration's in power.
No, you're right, because the truth of the matter is that the one FBI guy said, if the truth of the Clinton Foundation were to be made public, the entire truth, the entire government in Washington, D.C. would collapse because they're all involved in the illegal money bribes and the money laundering. I mean, we're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars now in the Clinton Foundation. I mean, gosh, the lady sold uranium to the Soviet Union, for heaven's sakes.
Treason.
Treason. I mean, it's just, I mean, this thing is just, and see, that's what Trump should have been talking. Trump should have been talking about all of this stuff the other night, but maybe he's waiting for the live debates to hit her with it on stage, Dave. That's what I'm thinking of, when he actually accused her of it.
He's either getting bad advice or he's not what he appears to be.
I know.
Listen, I've had this discussion, and I can't bring names into it. I'm not going to allude to any position because I'm not going to give away identities. But I've had discussions with people who know the Trump inner circle. And I'm talking firsthand, we're disappointed, we don't know why. This is Trump's own people saying this. He's got the information. Hell, I had one person tell me his people read my website.
Yeah.
And this is what one person told me off the record. And that's not the only time I've heard it. Okay, if you're reading my website, Donald, then go to the hypertext link, see what's true, see what you can prove, and start low level. Yeah, America's stupid. We know that. Start at level one. But he's not even starting at level 0.5. He's letting Hillary get away with all this criminality.
Yeah, yeah. The other night on the other nights, I was so disappointed in him, Dave. I was so disappointed. But he may have his own strategy going on, and he may not want to broadcast what he's going to accuse her of until she cannot defend herself personally. You know what I'm saying? Because if he had brought all that stuff up that he was going to talk about in the live debates, then what would have happened is she'd have been able to come in with all kinds of, you know, retorts. You know, like she was completely and totally prepped for the questions that she received the other night from Matt Lauer.
She had him ahead of time, guarantee you.
Who, by the way, was also a Clinton Foundation contributor. And so, I mean, so the whole thing is...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, Matt Lauer, that's right. And you know, whether Trump was, given questions or not, I don't know. And these questions that were read from the audience were obviously staged. That was very obvious. And so the whole thing was just political theater. It was just a big joke, a big game they were playing. Because if the truth be told, she probably has 90% of the military, minimal, against her for Donald Trump. And that was supposed to be a veteran forum that night. And notice that Trump was pointing all the generals out and the admirals in the front row who he was personally working with, who were giving him intel and advising him what was going on. And notice they didn't ask any of those guys any questions. They didn't talk about the stand-down order given at Benghazi. Trump didn't bring any of this stuff up, which he could have, but he may be saving it for the debates. That's what I have to believe. Now, if we go through the first debate and Hillary's still on her feet and walking, or they got a day with Bernie or whatever, that dead guy was there running around that one movie, and they got her up there basically, you know, just they bring open the curtain up on her and they lower the curtain on her so she doesn't have to walk, okay? And he doesn't bring this stuff up at that point, Dave, then we know we got a problem. Then we know we got a problem because the vast majority of people in the United States need to know the truth about the Witch of Benghazi. In 13 hours, though, it did relatively well at the box office. It only probably had a few million people go to it. That's it. And so we need to get that information out, and Trump needs to be promoting that movie to everybody listening to the fact that she used her emails to give out Ambassador Stevens' location, which contributed, as far as I'm concerned, I know you feel the same way, to a higher probability of him being killed, which of course he was. And so it's just one of those deals. I mean, this is a mess. And if we as the American population don't see this, then Trump has to point it out. And we'll know after the first debate if there is one, Dave. But quite frankly, they can use her pneumonia now as an excuse as to why she can't debate him, even though an hour after she collapses from Chelsea's apartment, she's walking around telling her about how great she's doing. they got her levodopa dialed back in again. I mean, unbelievable.
Ted, there will be no debate. You know, we're just about out of time, but I'll just say this in closing. There'll be no debate in the traditional sense of the word. Anyway, we got to scoot. We're out of time. Ted, you're always a great guest. Welcome back anytime. Thanks for joining us. We got to run. Going to our top of the hour break, and we'll be back in hour number 3 with Katie.